And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Land of Deliverance, was written by Joseph Mendel and begins a series of programs dramatizing outstanding moments in American Jewish history.
That ferry boat passing to starboard.
Aye, sir.
Then heave. Put your back into it.
Stop staring at that ship, Jose. Take the line and heave.
They're eastbound.
A shipload of foreigners.
No, Diego. Spaniards.
Oh, go on. I can't make out a word of their singing.
It's from the psalm book. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks unto thy name.
Hey, Jose, you are a scholar of a seaman. Do you understand foreign languages?
I learned the language as a boy.
In a monastery where they put you, I suppose?
No, I learned it. Never mind.
What's the difference?
Look at him in the stern of that ship.
Who?
That one with his arms raised as if he's pronouncing a blessing.
Don Isaac Abravanel!
Get down, you fool!
I will remember, Don Isaac. Can you hear me? I will remember.
All hands down from the rigging.
Aye, aye.
Helmsman, the course is west.
Aye, aye.
It's easy to remember. The course is due west.
Mark the day, August 3rd, 1492, and see the coast of Spain, the port of Palos, from which two ships set sail, one bound eastward, the other due west. Remember the day, close of the ninth of the month of Av, in the year 5052 of the Hebrew calendar. And then turn back. For if I say that this is the beginning of the story, nevertheless you must also know what came before, so that it may be recorded with impartial exactitude in the Book of Remembrance. The city of Aragon, in January of the same year, 1492.
Don Isaac Abravanel, it was good of you to come so promptly.
You put it very kindly, Don Luis.
Do I? How would you put it?
When Don Luis de Santangel, keeper of the privy purse to King Ferdinand, sends for me, promptness is more than a courtesy. It is the height of prudence.
You are so cynical, my friend, that I imagine you must know why I sent for you.
How much, Don Luis?
You see? Do you also know why the money is needed?
One hears things. It has to do, perhaps, with an expedition to reach the Indies by sailing westward across the ocean.
And what do you think of the enterprise?
I am not a competent judge in these matters.
Come now, Don Isaac. You are too modest. Everyone knows that you are a scholar and have written much.
Besides, it is common talk that their majesties have refused to permit the voyage.
What if I were to tell you that Queen Isabella has changed her mind?
Ah.
You are not surprised?
Would you have sent for me otherwise?
Don Isaac, I'm a little afraid of your wisdom.
There is no need to be. This is only the small wisdom of remaining alive.
Do you know how I convinced the Queen? I showed her how small the risk if Columbus is wrong, and how great the gain if he's right.
My own reasoning led me to the same conclusion. I have written down for you, Don Luis, the amount I'm prepared to contribute to the enterprise on terms that I think will be acceptable.
You think of everything. Yet a thought also occurs to me. For Queen Isabella, the gain means gold and spices. I think it does not mean the same for you.
If there is nothing further you wish of me, Don Luis?
Only to tell you, as between friends, that I share your hope of gain. The hope that Columbus will find a greater good than gold when he sails westward.
It is better not to speak of such things.
That is undoubtedly true. Yet I have a great desire to speak of them to you.
The royal court has many ears. For my sake, if not your own.
You are prudent, my friend, as you said. But see how prudent I have been all my life. For I no longer remember the benediction my father taught me when I was a boy. The blessing said by captives on their deliverance. I have forgotten all except the first words. Baruch atah Hashem. Praised be thou, O Lord. But you, Don Isaac, you can recite the benediction entirely. You know all the words.
It is too soon, Don Luis. The words are said when the prisoners are free. Benediction will not be spoken in Spain, Don Luis. 2 months ago, when we last met, it was too soon. Now it is too late. I thank you for arranging the audience.
Their Majesties heard you out.
With the politeness of Castile and Aragon. But the decree stands. There are to be no Jews left in Spain by the last day of July.
In 4 months.
Their Majesties condescended to explain to me. Spain must be strengthened through unity, they said. It is a curious reasoning that seeks to find strength in religious persecution and intolerance.
Please believe me, Don Isaac. I pleaded with them.
I know. The gates are open, Don Luis, but we are not free. We are banished, my people and I.
No, that is not the whole decree. You have a choice.
There is no choice. For me.
I see what is in your eyes. Look at me as you please. Only you don't have to leave Spain.
We have lived in Spain, I and my family before me, for many generations. We have served the kings of Spain in every generation. We have brought wealth to the land and learning, knowledge. For all this, we have been despised and persecuted. But we have lived as Jews.
Listen to me, Isaac. You can continue to live here.
Not as Jews.
And therefore you will go into exile to die penniless and sick in some hovel in Tripoli or Napoli or Marseille.
If they leave us with life, we will live. If they deprive us of it, we will die.
This is your wisdom. This is your prudence.
There is a limit to my prudence. My children and my children's children will know how to say the benediction when the time comes.
You turn my words against me. The few words that are left to me. Isaac, the decision was made for me 3 generations ago. No. That's not true, is it? The choice was always mine. Even now, you are right to accuse me.
I do not tell you what you must do.
You are right. I am guilty of too much prudence.
I do not judge you, Don Luis, but I'm sorry for you.
That is also a kind of judgment. Isaac, I will find a way to return your money. Maybe you will be able to take it when you leave.
No, Don Luis.
I don't understand.
As you said, so little risk for so much gain. Keep the money as my final investment, not in Spain, not even in the man Columbus, but in the journey westward. I would ask one last kindness.
Whatever I can do.
Tell me, where are they fitting out the ships?
In the port of Palos.
Then I think I will go to Palos to look at my share of the future. Is that, my friend?
That one? She's called Nina.
Ah, yes. It's a small ship in which to cross an ocean.
Well, she's a sound little caravel. Although, if you ask me, they'll have to change her lateen rig to square rig.
You're a sailor, then?
In Palos, everybody is something of a sailor.
Jose! Jose Perez!
Oh, what do you want, Diego?
Are you going to sign up? Are we going to be shipmates?
Oh, I'm thinking about it.
Well, make up your mind. It's the middle of July. We sail in 2 weeks.
Then I'd let you know.
Don't you want to see the Golden Palace of Cathay? All the Grand Khan's dancing girls?
That's all he has on his mind.
He's young.
Am I old? Yet sometimes at night, I dream of wild storms and unknown seas. What does it matter?
Ayatollah Yosef Halom.
What did you say?
It was nothing. I spoke to myself.
And Joseph? Dreamed a dream. That's what you said. Yes. You take chances, don't you? Speaking in Hebrew, I mean.
In 2 weeks, it will not matter. Besides, was it safe to understand me?
You won't give me away.
No. Will you sail with Columbus?
I don't know. My dream frightens me.
I have also dreamed, Jose.
Crossing the ocean?
Not that. But of what might be found on the other side.
What? The cities of the Indies with gold lying in the streets?
There is gold enough in Europe, the old, worn-out world. My dream is of another kind of world where... Yes, where they shall sit, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. The words are not mine. Perhaps you know them.
My father taught me only a little before they found out. The words are from the scriptures,
the book of Micah. Well, I've seen what I came to see.
Wait.
Yes?
Old man, it's a good dream.
It doesn't belong to me alone, Jose.
I want to wake up from my dream. But this one... It's a dream to remember.
Isaac, oh, thank God you're home safely.
Home, Rebecca. The house is sold to buy a horse.
As long as my pillow is on the bed... My cloth on the table. This is my home.
Then pack your pillow and your tablecloth and prepare to be a stranger.
But the queen... You said...
I will speak to the queen. I thought she's a woman. She will understand.
You said she agreed to give us more time.
300,000 people, I told her. Infants and the aged, the sick and the crippled. 4 months is so little time to uproot families that have lived in Spain for centuries. Only 4 months? You see how I pleaded, Rebecca. Not words limp with tears, but words of reason chosen with wisdom. She is, after all, a woman.
She granted an extension of time.
She is also queen of Aragon and Castile. She granted an extension of time. 2 days.
No, Isaac. No.
This much wisdom can buy. 2 days and no more. Yes, turn your head and look around you at your home. Only look quickly, there isn't much time. No tears, Ribbick?
No tears, Isak. My home has shrunk to what the horse can carry. Clothing, the pillows, the silver candlesticks my mother gave me.
Not those.
I'm taking the candlesticks.
No, Rebecca.
They've come down from mother to daughter, generation after generation. I won't give them up.
The house went to buy a horse, the candlesticks, all the silver must buy a cart to carry to the ship what is left of a home.
I'll polish them first.
Still no tears?
I leave my mother's grave in Spain. I leave her candlesticks. But no tears, Isak. Not one tear.
No, Rebecca, it's not good.
Oh, I'll cry. I will cry. But not here. Not now. There will be time in some corner of the world. Take them, Isak. Take the candlesticks to the marketplace.
All of Spain is one big marketplace. When the seller has no choice, there are bargains to be bought.
Poor people.
Oh. Rebecca, what is it?
Nothing. My arm is bent. I have no room to straighten it.
I'll try to turn a little. Can you move it now?
Oh, it's better, Isak. How still everyone is, with silent weeping.
Now, this is a day for loud lamentation.
You hear me, all of you?
Oh, let them be, Isak.
Remember the day. It's the 9th of Av, the day Jerusalem was destroyed long ago, a day of mourning. Read the Torah portion. I call heaven and earth to witness this day that ye shall be scattered among the peoples.
Oh, don't, Isak. We need future hope, not past sorrow.
It is there in the Torah. But from thence ye will seek the Lord thy God. And thou shalt find him if thou search with all thy heart and with all thy soul. For he is merciful, and he will not fail thee. Do you hear? Hope comes later. But now is the time of mourning for another exile.
Silene merot fai ki am zu mi meni o si am i masker nafshi.
Stop staring at that ship, Hossein. Take hold of the line.
They're eastbound.
I can't make out a word of their singing.
It's from the psalm book.
Huh?
Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors.
Hossein, you are a scholar of a seaman to understand foreign languages. Look at him in the stern of that ship.
Who?
That one with his arms raised as if he's pronouncing a benediction.
Don Isak de Bravanel!
Get down, you fool! The captain can see you.
I'll remember the dream. Can you hear me? I'll remember.
All hands down from the rigging. Helmsman. The course is west. It's easy to remember. The course is due west.
Thank you.
Her west. Steady as she goes. Below there. Give the topsail a little sheet. Don't you hear me? I said let out the topsail.
With respect, Captain. First we'll talk.
First and last, you'll carry out my orders or hang from the yardarm.
The whole crew, Captain.
Say what you have to say, only do it quickly.
The wind is from the east, always from the east.
And therefore you complain because of a favorable wind?
It's not favorable for returning to Spain.
Leave the navigation to me. I'll find you a wind to bring you home when it's time.
Now, Captain.
Not yet.
We've done enough, more than enough. We've sailed you farther than anyone has ever sailed.
You've done it for me, have you? I thank you, then, by reminding you there's gold enough in the Indies for all of us when we reach them.
There's only the ocean, and we'll reach the bottom of it.
Men, your spirits are low because of the monotony of easy sailing. For I cannot believe that Spanish seamen are so easily frightened.
You won't talk us out of it, Captain. We're turning around and going home.
Now listen to me!
What?
I'll tell you as plainly as I can. You may kill me if you will. But otherwise, it is useless to complain. I came to go to the Indies, and so I will continue until, with God's help, I find them.
Helmsman! Put her about on the starboard tack!
No, Diego!
Don't interfere, Jose.
It's my concern as much as yours, and I say keep the westward course.
There's nothing to the west.
Well, how do you know? Did you ship for the voyage to sail halfway across the ocean and then go back?
Look, my lads! The wind is freshening and still from the east. You could make no headway against it, could you? Then listen. I, Christopher Columbus, Captain General of the Fleet, I give you a solemn promise. If we make no landfall in 2 days, we'll turn back. Will you do it?
2 days, Captain. Not a minute longer.
Then bend your backs. Let out the topsail!
Why did you interfere, Jose? If there were anyone else in the crew, I'd have knocked him down with a marlin spike.
Well, is that how you change a man's mind?
I don't know what's in your mind. You afraid of the captain?
Seems I was in more danger from you than from him.
Then what? You have his hallucination of the Indies?
If I tell you, will you understand? I don't know what lies to the west, Diego. But I do know what we left behind us. In the old world.
The story is bounded in time and space, by 2 days and by 2 worlds, the new and the old. And there was another day when those who sought in pain an hour's lodging in Tripoli or Naples or Marseille, a day when they learned the news.
Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam hagomel chayavim tovot shegmalani kol tov.
A benediction, Isaac, because he found the Indies?
Some say it is not an island of the Indies, but another world entirely.
What is that to me? Will it give us back a home? Will it return the dead?
No more, Rebecca, no more tears.
Shall I give up mourning because of a new world in which we may also be strangers?
Our ships passed on the 9th of Av, a day of mourning, and it was a sign for us. But, Rebecca, it may be another sign that his ship touched land again on the 21st of Tishrei. Hoshana Rabbah, Rebecca, a day of rejoicing, a day for the blessing said by captives and their deliverance. Say it with me. Say it in hope that this will be a land of deliverance for all the captives of the world.
It begins and ends between mourning and rejoicing. And there is no need to tell of the later years. For they are known, and the land is known, whose strength lies not in the sameness of intolerance, but in the differences of freedom. Proclaim liberty throughout the land, unto all the inhabitants thereof.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Saul Satinsky of Philadelphia, Chairman of the Board of the American Jewish History Center. Mr. Satinsky.
In the story we have just heard, Don Isaac said, "Keep the money as my final investment in the journey westward." Though he did not make the trip, he sensed its importance. Since that time, thousands, indeed millions, have made an investment of another kind in a new world, where they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. To collect and interpret the records of the Jewish community in America is one of the functions of the American Jewish History Center. Its purpose is not merely to point out what Jewish men and women have achieved, but also to show that strength truly lies in freedom, that the louder we proclaim liberty throughout the land, the more gifted people we shall discover. For human talent is unquestionably the greatest resource of any nation, and in a land of liberty, it cannot go to waste. In the coming weeks, the Eternal Light will present a series of programs taken from the archives of American Jewish history. Through the stories of individual persons, incidents, these programs will dramatize the impact of Judaism upon America and of America upon the Jewish community. For the history of our nation is the history of its various groups. It is in the hopes, the aspiration, the ideals of these groups that our national future lies. By setting forth the story of one of these groups against its American background, we hope a new dimension may be added to the understanding of American and Jewish history. Indeed, history is our heritage for the future. Only by examining and understanding the past will we make intelligent, productive investment in the future. Only by sensitivity to history can we look ahead, as did Don Isaac and Jose in today's story, to a time when all men can walk in dignity and freedom.
Thank you, Mr. Satinsky. Our Eternal Light drama today, Land of Deliverance, was written by Joseph Mandel and began a series of programs dramatizing outstanding moments in American Jewish history. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Roger DeCoven, Leon Janney, Alan Bergman, Larry Robinson, Philip Sterling, and Ida Reese Merrin. Our narrator was Norman Rose. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.